Muhammad is furious. He won't even go into the house because it's the creator God who is supposed to create living creatures, not some tapestry artist. So Aisha takes it down. She doesn't let it go to waste. She cuts it up and turns it into cushion covers. And that apparently creates no problem. The story of Aisha's cushion is a wonderful illustration of how Islamic attitudes can shift according to the role and the setting of the image. But there's one kind of Islamic art whose role and function is much more significant than any other. As soon as Muhammad received the word of God in the 7th century, calligraphy, or the art of beautiful writing, was taken to the very heart of Islamic identity.
I mean, there is an obligation on the calligrapher to serve the community in which he or she is writing for. But calligraphers were highly esteemed. The pen is a potent symbol of knowledge.
The art of calligraphy became the means by which the sacred word could be set down, spread, and remain uncorrupted for all time.
From the very birth of Islam, the first verses revealed to the Prophet Muhammad were by the pen. Therefore, it sanctified the use of the pen at the outset of Islam. And ever since that point, artisans have been trying to beautify the divine word through that pen.
Of course, the text of the calligraphy is very impressive, but for me, what is more important is the visual of the calligraphy, the graphic, the balance and the rhythm of the calligraphy. To be a good calligrapher, you had to have years of working, even on one single letter.